Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket.
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about.
So when I saw George on the street with an 18-pound turkey and a giant box of wine, I thought, what a coincidence. We're just about to eat.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This Thanksgiving, we have so much to be grateful for. Vaccines that are effective, safe, and free.
Now, boosters are extremely important to help keep us safe. In fact, we believe that boosters will likely give you the highest level of protection yet.
Yes, instead of getting basted, these two turkeys are getting boosted.
Was that remark directed at me, Carla, by any chance?
No, it was directed at you stupid turkey and you stupid stuffing and you stupid gravy.
As they say in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, give me a break, will you?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Again, happy Thanksgiving to all, wherever you are, whether you're going over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house, or you're just hanging out, basting the turkey, getting it prepared, making the stuffing, whatever. Whatever you're going to do tomorrow, I hope you, hope you're thankful. I hope we're all thankful for our blessings as Americans. And I hope you have a good time with your family or friends or whoever you're with. 844-500-4242, and think of Rush Limbaugh and be thankful for the fact that we had him for all those years. And I you know, people have texted and saying they still think a lot about him. I do too. I think about him a lot. You know, whenever I see a story that I know he'd be all over. You know, this just was looking through my stack of stuff, to use one of his phrases, and one that I've been sitting on for a couple of days. You remember Cori Bush? She's from his home area, St. Louis. Cape Girardeau, and she's the congresswoman who said she's for defunding the police, but she needs security because she's a very important congresswoman. Did you see last week she said that during the Ferguson protests, after the slaying of the gentle giant who was trying to take the gun away from Darren Wilson, the cop, she said that she was fired at. White supremacists used to shoot at her from the hills.
And fake news.
Somebody texted back at her, "Were you marching with Jussie Smollett?" I could just, you know, I mean, it's just so preposterous that she would say something like that, especially after, you know, Brian Williams got busted for saying he was shot at. Hillary Clinton got busted for saying she was shot at. But they don't care. They just come up, Jussie Smollett. They don't care. Just. Rush would have had a lot to say about it when given it the Missouri angle. By the way, Tucker Carlson, his exclusive Rittenhouse interview drew nearly 5 million viewers to top CNN and MSNBC combined. 5 million viewers. He topped CNN by 549%. That's outside the margin of error. For the whole night, Fox News Channel averaged 3.5 million viewers, 8 to 11 Eastern, compared to 1.5 million for MSNBC and only 705,000 for CNN. 705,000. You want to know how corrupt CNN is? Grace found this today. This was two tweets from CNN Business by a woman named Julia Horowitz. This is from November 9th. The headline, "Why Joe Biden Can't Do Much to Ease Gas Prices." Again, November 9th. 9 days later, November 18th, Julia Horowitz with another byline. "Oil prices are finally falling. Thank China and Joe Biden." And they wonder why nobody's watching CNN. They're not even subtle.
This is CNN.
This is from Zero Hedge. "Best Buy crashes as margins slide due to organized retail theft. Tyler Durden. I think that's their house name for all the writers. Liberal socialist utopias such as California are a blessing for deadbeat klepto hobos from around the world, thanks to the state's lack of prosecution of shoplifting. But the same policies are becoming a major headache for nationwide retailers such as Best Buy. Apparently, Best Buy had their quarterly conference call with analysts. You know, that's a publicly traded company, so the CEO has to talk to the analysts from Wall Street once a quarter. And so the company brought up a reason for the drop in their margin, their profit margin. Organized theft. And this is, again, Best Buy. That's nationwide chain, but it's hitting them so hard, it's affecting their profit margins. We are seeing more and more particularly organized retail crime, Chief Executive Officer Corey Berry said on a conference call with analysts. You can see that pressure in our financials, and more importantly, frankly, you can see that pressure with our associates. It's traumatizing. That means the people who work in the stores. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, it's one thing when you got a few sneak thieves there, but when you have organized gangs, you think it's a little scary?
Has Best Buy offered their employees counseling service to deal with the rise in organized lootings? Because they offered counseling.
I know where you're going here with this. I think I have it in front of me here somewhere. Do you have it in front of you, Taylor?
No, I don't. But they
have it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is from Mark Irvin, Chief Inclusion, Diversity, and Talent Officer for Best Buy. He's talking about the Rittenhouse trial. Stirs many emotions. I know events like these can take a toll on our mental health and emotional well-being. Please know that Best Buy is here to support you. You're encouraged to take advantage of our mental health resources, including the Life Solutions Counseling Services.
Didn't know Charlie Parker was involved with that Best Buy.
It seemed like it was an appropriate voice to use for this thing. I'm going to guess, Taylor, that the associates at Best Buy are much more concerned about being invaded by retail organized looting gangs than they are about the not guilty verdict for Kyle Rittenhouse, who was so obviously not guilty.
So are you saying they should arm their associates with AR-15s?
Maybe they should lobby to elect some district attorneys and state attorneys general, and maybe get some people in these legislatures in these blue states who will vote to make property crimes prosecutable again. Would that be going too far? Biden administration proposes removing Trump-era data collection on sexual assaults committed by teachers. Is there anything this administration can't do? Who thought this was a good idea? This is from Fox News. The Department of Education is proposing to roll back attempts at collecting additional data on teacher-perpetrated sexual assaults, prompting concerns about transparency in reporting faculty misconduct. Unbelievable. Not unbelievable, just it's absurd. Data collection under last week's proposal would continue to include the number of documented incidents at a given school, but would retire Trump-era reporting on, quote, rape or attempted rape or sexual assault, unquote, allegations that are followed by a resignation or retirement prior to final discipline or termination. Kimberly Ritchie, former acting assistant secretary at the Department of Education under President Trump, said this is the ultimate act of bowing to the teachers' union. Through this proposal, the Biden administration is actively helping schools cover up these incidents, which we were intentionally shining a light on. God. I mean, this is mentioned in Fox News, the Washington Free Beacon. It'll never, ever be mentioned on the network newscasts or in the Washington Post or the New York Times. 844-500-4242. You got any turkeys, people you'd like to nominate as Thanksgiving turkeys for this year? I'm going to throw that out. And we're going to play some cuts from college kids. Again, this is something I think Rush would be doing if he were still with us.
There's a lot at stake here.
Shut up. You put all those restaurants out of business, and now you want people to go. How about all of us that can't go to the restaurants we love because they're dead? Because you killed them. Ugh. The Eastern Standard and White's Bakery just come to mind right off the top of my head. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Shopping for holiday gifts? You can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and 3 new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its very best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is political discussion banned at your Thanksgiving dinner?
Absolutely not.
38% say yes, it is.
All right. 844-500-4242. I want to play a couple of these. This is from the College Fix. They went to a college somewhere in the Northeast. I don't know where. I can't remember where. And they started asking them about the situation with the inflation and just the general economic malaise. And let's start with Cut 18. They're being asked about the increasing price of gasoline. Cut 18.
Okay, so you're also going to pay 50% more in gas than you would have last year.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. 50%.
50%.
See, I didn't even consider any of that. I just figured we were going home for Thanksgiving.
They're
going
to pay about 50% more for gas than they would have last year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a little frustrating too as well, isn't it?
That's a lot. They must have done very well on the math portion of the SATs, right? Or a lot of places don't even accept SATs anymore. It's too, I don't know, racist, classist, misogynist, something. It's cut 16.
Thanksgiving coming up this year, a lot of families are concerned about rising inflation affecting the cost of the Thanksgiving. Is that something that you've heard about or thought about at all?
No, I probably should know more about that. That's my first time hearing about that being a problem.
Personally, no, I've not heard of that or thought about it at all.
Personally, no, and I think I am part of the lucky people who don't yet have to worry about it getting too bad.
I've actually read a few articles about it and just how this is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving in documented history. So I think that's a big concern for a lot of families.
Dude, like the price of weed is so far up. It's higher than me, man. But at least I learned how to tap a keg this semester, man. Totally. Cut 17.
Last year's Thanksgiving was reportedly the cheapest in over three decades. And already this year, a year later, there's reports out that this could be the most expensive Thanksgiving in American history.
Wow, I had no idea, and I'm curious why that would be.
That's crazy to hear that. I just wish I had paid more attention to that. I don't even know why that, like, it's not even on my radar.
It's really kind of disappointing, first off, that that's where we are. I'm probably part of the 5% of D.C. who did not vote for Biden.
That's shocking how quickly prices like that can climb. I didn't know that about last Thanksgiving.
Yeah, elections have consequences, co-ed. One more. Cut 19.
Do you think that American families were better off financially under the previous administration than they are now?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I know even very liberal friends who were like, oh, yeah, no, this is a much better economic situation under Trump or even under Obama. Yeah, it was a much better situation under Trump.
If it's true that, you know, there's a dramatic rise in inflation and it's only been in the last year since Biden's administration has been here, I would say yes.
Well, at least they're willing to admit it. But, you know, again, as they always say, you know, look on the plus side. You know, inflation may be out of control, but there are no more mean tweets. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. This is more like a public service announcement than anything else. Eversource is going to put a...
I don't know what he was talking about. Thanks for the call, Jack. Someone nominates Gavin Newsom. This guy's from San Diego, and he just texted in. He said, I nominate the horrible Gavin Newsom gets my turkey nomination. The man is just awful. Happy Thanksgiving to you, the mailroom manager, Grayson Taylor. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, 619 area code. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, I heard you talking to Bo Snerdly, and I remember years ago, Rush was talking about Pullman Plantation and how they did the communism experiment.
How dare you!
They were supposed to share their crops, and they started complaining because
right.
We're not working as hard. And it always stuck in my mind. Well, I actually got the book. It was written in the 1600s by William Bradford. I wish I had it on me, Howie. I found the page where the Governor Bradford, he started to pass law, piece of land to each individual because some people were slacking off. So each
right.
person was responsible for their own land. After that, after he did that, they had bumper crop after they did that. And it meant that a book.
I know, that was the segment was all about, that Rush always did on this day before Thanksgiving. He would talk about that whole thing. That's the whole point, a larger point of the Wall Street Journal editorial that ran today. It's been running for 50 years. It was written by Vermont Royster, who later became a professor at my alma mater. And they're trying to ban it because they're saying it was racially insensitive to quote the governor of the first governor of the colony. Yeah, I mean this is the lesson of the Plymouth Plantation. Thanks for the call, David. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls. Who should be named as a turkey? And we've got some breaking news. Again, not from an American newspaper, but from the Daily Mail about the aspiring rapper and the pimp who killed all the people in Wisconsin on Sunday. He's even worse than we thought. Much worse. 844-500-4242. Oh, they've even got a picture of his 2007 mugshot. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Wisconsin massacre suspect Daryl Brooks was convicted for threatening to bomb Nugget Casino in Nevada and is still wanted after failing to appear in court. He called in a bomb threat in March 2007 to the Nugget Casino Resort in Sparks, Nevada. Good Lord. The would-be rapper was put on probation after being convicted of conspiring to disturb the peace, a gross misdemeanor, and was banned from the Nugget for life. Yeah, I think you're right, Taylor. I think if you've threatened to bomb anything, and you've been convicted, I think probably the FBI has
a working knowledge of who you are.
Considering they had a working knowledge of me when I was 23 years old as a newspaper reporter, I'm pretty sure they had a working knowledge of this guy. God. 844-500-4242. They have some more details on the other arrest that he had. You know, he was out on a $1,000 bond after trying to run over his girlfriend in Milwaukee earlier, two or three days earlier. He was arrested on November 2nd after attempting to run over his ex-girlfriend, EAP. That's the way she's identified in the court papers, because she's a victim of domestic violence, at a gas station in Milwaukee. According to a police report, Brooks had shown up outside her room at the America Inn Motel, cursing and screaming at her. When she left to walk to a gas station, Brooks followed her and told her to get inside his vehicle, striking her with a closed fist when she refused. EAP, that's the girlfriend, reported that Brooks then, intentionally and without consent, ran EAP over with his vehicle while EAP was walking through the parking lot of the BP gas station. Brooks was bailed for $1,000 on that charge on November 11th, a figure the Milwaukee County District Attorney now says was inappropriately low given his criminal history. So he did it twice. Actually, he did it another time with a car. He had another violent incident with a car. Daily Mail also has revealed how Brooks allegedly tried to harm someone with his car 10 years earlier, according to court records. In March 2011, March is a big month for him committing crimes, Milwaukee police officer Gary Inman stopped Brooks on 44th Street in Milwaukee. He initially gave a false name, Landon Deal. After running a check on that name, the officer again asked the defendant to identify himself, at which point defendant quickly turned on the ignition and placed it in drive. Fearing the defendant was attempting to run him over with the vehicle, you begin to note a pattern here? Stop me if you've heard this one before. P.O. Inman jumped into the vehicle. He then began wrestling with Brooks to gain control of the vehicle. At one point, he had to pull the wheel to the left to avoid colliding with a parked car. He eventually was able to remove the key and the vehicle came to a stop. At that point, Brooks took flight from the officer. He was eventually located inside a small children's playhouse. He was ordered out but refused to comply and was pepper sprayed. He then charged that the officers actively resisting arrest. He ultimately needed to be tasered twice before he was compliant with officer requests.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! 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 Ow!
The aspiring rapper and admitted pimp also shot his nephew, Anaji Brooks, in a fight over an old cell phone. Both his nephew and his grandmother have restraining orders out against him. In addition to his convictions for battery, bomb threats, and sex offenses, Brooks' rap sheet includes a 120-day jail sentence for non-payment of child support to yet another woman in March of this year. Shocking, huh? Shocking. But was he wearing a mask? That's what the texters want to know. Was he wearing a mask? Has his mother commented on these news stories, Taylor?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Of course he is. Vivian, you're next with Howie Carr.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you I'm so thankful that I got to hear your voice of reason instead of a voice of treason after all these terrible things that after the election and poor President Trump went through. You managed to wave your magic wand and get me out of bed, you know, every day with your spirit. You're such a good person. I love Taylor. I enjoy listening to you. I've been listening to you for a long time. And you're so kind and very approachable. And I'm so thankful that I can still hear you. And you got me through some really rough patches, and I'm teary-eyed thinking about it.
Thank you, Vivian. But, you know, just don't start referring to me in the past tense or calling me a legend, you know, because I plan to be around for a good long amount of time still.
Oh, you
know?
Better be. I apologize. No, but you are the voice of reason and not the voice of treason, which is such a joy for my soul. Thank you. And
Thank you. Thank you, Vivian. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You know, that's my daughter's middle name, Charlotte, the one I'm having Thanksgiving dinner with. Charlotte Vivian, that's her name. Charlotte Vivian Carr.
Oh, I saw her picture. She's gorgeous.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. She doesn't look a thing like me. Thanks, though. Thanks, Vivian, and thanks for those kind words. I really appreciate it. I'm thankful for all you listeners, too. I'm so grateful that you've supported me and listened to me and read me and watched me all these years, and you've made it possible for me to have a good life, and I've had a lot of fun too. I mean, this is a fun job. This is such a great honor, and it's such a pleasure to come to work every day and have fun and play these sound cuts and read these stories. And again, I know they're irritating to sometimes, you know, the stories are exasperating and they make you angry like the one I just read. But, you know, I don't know. I try to make it as entertaining as possible, just like Rush used to do. And I learned a lot from Rush and I miss him. And I'm looking forward to seeing James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, and just sitting down and talking with him about all this stuff again. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Oh, man. I'm just looking at some cuts. Let's play some Ron DeSantis cuts, because not everybody's a turkey in politics. I'm thankful that Ron DeSantis is my governor now. And let's play a couple of Ron DeSantis cuts here. Cut 12 from Ron DeSantis.
Biden said that this was not real 6 months ago, that no serious person thought inflation was real. And actually, we now know this is real. We knew then, I said it then, but now everyone acknowledges this is really, really serious.
I think we all knew it, Governor. The only one who didn't know it was Dementia Joe Biden. Because he's not really a serious person, is he? He's doing serious damage, but he's not too serious. Cut 13.
You know, if gas were $1.50 a gallon, you know, maybe it wouldn't be as something that would be as meaningful. But now when it's over $3.30, and it may even end up much higher than that, you know, over the next year, the way things are going. Hopefully not. But that's when you're begging OPEC to do more gas, that's what you don't want to do. We were supposed to be energy independent here in the United States, and they're backing away from that. We should be able to produce what we want here and not have to worry about OPEC.
I know. Speaking of the past tense, everybody was referring to OPEC in the past tense. You know, there were headlines, whatever happened to OPEC? Can OPEC ever come back? Well, the answer is yes. If Joe Biden's elected president, OPEC will be bigger and better or worse than ever. Cut 14.
The dissatisfaction is driven by people appreciate if you run and you say you're going to do stuff and you do it. Even if they don't agree with it, they kind of give you credit for doing what you said you'd do. I mean, I've done what I said I would do. You look back at my inauguration speech, we've knocked out what I said I would do, and we're doing even more. Biden, though, I think committed a fraud on the public when he said he was going to unite people. He is not. He is being captive by a very militant leftist impulse in his party. This is an impulse that I think the vast majority of Americans reject. But nevertheless, that's what's driving this.
I agree. I agree. There's a story in The Atlantic by Molly Jung Fast, or one of these radicals, and she says that Biden has to divide the country to save democracy. Oh, okay. I think he is dividing. I don't think you need to exhort him anymore, Molly. He's already getting the job done, setting the pace for others to follow, as they used to say on the old promos for the station we're on in Boston. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. I got a question for you. I haven't heard this question brought up on your program or anybody else's for that matter. Do we know, is there any information whether or not defunding of police had anything to do with the rampage at the Christmas parade? The only information I can seem to find is that he barreled through a couple barricades, but with a well-funded police department, they usually have cruisers, big SUVs at these intersections, and they sort of barricade this so this sort of thing does not happen.
I don't think it has anything to do with defunding the police. I don't think Waukesha has been defunding.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Radio Network.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything.
It's Arlo Guthrie, famous Thanksgiving song from the hippie days. I saw him once at the State House. He was singing. He was all dressed up like a hippie. This was back in the early 80s. They were making it the state song or something. I don't know, the state folk song or the state hippie song, something like that. Speaking of the old-time radio, you know, Charles Lacuadera used to play that on the old WBCN every Thanksgiving morning. That was, you know, you'd be cooking your food or driving somewhere, and you'd be listening to Arlo Guthrie on then 104.1, The Rock of Boston. Old memories here on Thanksgiving Eve. And again, a happy Thanksgiving to everybody concerned. We got cut off there. We're in a new studio, so we're having a couple of technical problems, but I wanted to tell you about Raycon. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. They're really good. And Taylor, what are you going to be listening to on your Raycons for the next couple of days?
I'll be listening to Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant because it takes a couple of days to listen to. 18 minutes, 16 seconds, but I know every word. I'll be singing along with my Raycons.
Yeah, it was good for WBCN because it gave the disc jockeys a lot of time to do things that, you know, they didn't really have time for with a 3 or 4 minute
cut. Cigarettes you can smoke during that.
Yeah, among other things you can do.
Yes. In all seriousness, though, tomorrow I'm actually going to be running my first 5K, and I'm going to be using my Raycons to get me through all 3.1 miles of running, which I'm not very accustomed to, but I've been working at it the past few weeks, so I've put together a pretty nice playlist, I think, some of the stuff I like, Sinatra, Dean Martin, some Randy Newman, some David Allen Coe, Johnny Cash, so that's going to get me through it.
All right. I would have gone for a little more hard rock if I were running, but then I'm not running. I never have been a runner. Anyway, Bluetooth, the Bluetooth pairing in the Raycons is just good for anything, any kind of listening you want to do, podcasts, rock, classical, jazz, anything. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium audio brands, except Raycons start at half the price. That's right, just half the price of the other brands. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mode for podcast listening, blues, instrumentals, etc. Balanced mode, podcast listening, rock, heavy, rock, metal. Bass mode for hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. We get texts from all the time. People listen to their Raycons, whatever they're doing. Yesterday, a guy from Maine sent us a text. He was listening in a stand, a hunting stand, getting ready to take his bag of deer, and he was listening to the show on his Raycons. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to unlock up to 30% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. And by the way, I've got a new column up at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. It's about the weekend at Biden's Thanksgiving edition. It's got all the great cuts of the, or the cuts, I should say, not great, the weird cuts, the golden cuts of Joe Biden over the last week or so. So check it out at HowieCarshow.com, and it's right at the top of the page. Kay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was just listening to Fauci the other day, and, you know, I don't like to listen to him because he says crazy stuff, but he seems to contradict himself a lot because he's talked about us being... Yeah, it's hard to miss. I don't think he's aware of it, though. You know, I think he's up there with Biden sometimes. So
he's a legend in his own mind, you know? I think he just really, I mean, he's one of these guys, he probably has trouble walking by a mirror in the morning. You know, he's probably just stuck there for like an hour sometimes looking at himself in the mirror. He's, talk about an egomaniac. Narcissism is his middle name. But go ahead, Kay.
I just wanted to say, if people notice when he talks, he tells us to be safe and wear a mask, be safe and take the vaccine, be safe and take the booster, be safe and stand 6 feet apart, and on and on and on his safety speeches go. But it's ironic and very contradictory because he's the very person who was involved in making us all unsafe whenever he funded all of that coronavirus experimentation and the gain of function and the shuffle gene and all of that stuff that let this thing loose on the populations. So why is he being paid such high-priced money and being appointed as the czar of what's safe and what's not? Because he's obviously not a safe person.
What would you think if you had a football referee and one series of downs you needed to go 10 yards to get a first down, and the next series of downs you had to go 8 yards. And then it was okay to hold somebody in when they were blocking, and the next series of downs it wasn't okay. I mean, he just keeps changing the rules over and over again. You know, a touchdown in the first quarter counted for 6 points, and in the third quarter it counted for 10 points. I mean, that's talk about it. He's always moving the goalpost, but it's worse than that. He's more than moving the goalpost. He's changing all the rules, isn't he?
Probably because he plays football like he throws baseball.
Yeah. He bounced it into the dirt pretty good. Thanks for the call, Kay. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. Jerry, quickly, very quickly, Jerry. You're the last caller before Thanksgiving. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to wish you and your staff and your whole families a happy Thanksgiving, number one. Number two, we're going to give you a pass down here in Florida because you brought the cold down here, and you're not at snow. No, I know. We know you had to go up.
It's not that cold, though. It's going to be 70 tomorrow when I go into the pool at dawn. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.